back. You're listening to Ag PhD Radio, broadcasting from the Morton Studio today, talking about two nutrients that get confusing a little bit. You have to watch the pronunciation here, manganese and magnesium. So two different ones. One is a chemical symbol,
or as I say it, manganese rather than manganese. But
yeah, either way, I'm just trying to say it so you can understand. I'm saying two different things here. So one is the chemical symbol MN, the other is MG. We got Eric Moore with Soil Warrior in to help us sort this out. When you think about those nutrients, Eric, are you seeing many of those applied with a strip till rig?
You know, I do. Some guys are putting those down in small nutrient levels. Really, probably the bigger management practice is really for guys to look at their soil pH first. You know, as we look at magnesium and manganese, they kind of react differently depending on what your soil pH is. Magnesium, if your soil pHs are very acidic or a low pH below 6, that's where its availability really decreases. So a lot of times if I see growers where we're having a deficiency in magnesium, we maybe look at a liming application. I think that's way to lower that, to manage that pH, raise that pH a little bit, and make that nutrient more available. That might be a better way long-term to manage it than to try to increase applications of that micronutrient.
Yeah, that pH is so critical. We see magnesium raising our soil pH much faster than an imbalance of calcium does. And I know once we get those high pHs too, at least on our farm, even a neutral pH at 7, we have a hard time getting good manganese availability. So yeah, that high pH can be a double whammy.
It really can. And you talked a little bit about somebody talking about tile lines and draining. You know, if that soluble salts or that salt effect is what's causing that really high pH situation, drainage can really help that manganese availability, or maybe an elemental sulfur application could be something to consider. High pHs to me are harder to manage than a low pH soil environment. It's just really economically difficult to alter that pH, and especially when we get into a reduced tillage practice, especially no-till, you know, a liming application or a sulfur application, and trying to get those incorporated to get the benefit is pretty difficult. That's where I think if we can look at maybe some pelletized products for those dry lime applications, putting those into the zone with the Soil Warrior through our dry system could be one way to manage that locally. And then we could look at banded or zonal incorporation of some sulfur applications to affect that pH alternatively as well.
You know, we just had that question come up at Mankato last week about what about putting sulfur down underneath where that seed zone is going to be? Have you seen a lot of that, and what kind of results have you seen trying to work through some of these high pH situations that way?
You know, I worry a little bit. Sulfur is so toxic to the seed, you know, so I want to make sure if I do make those sulfur applications that I have some time for Mother Nature to kind of cool that sulfur, remove that a little bit, or to make sure that application is far enough away from that seed to not cause toxicity. And then if we get it too far enough away for the seed for it not to be toxic, are we seeing the benefit right around that seedling as far as the effect on that pH? So that's a difficult one for me to answer or to manage as well.
Hey, now let's talk about micronutrients just in general. So manganese, however you want to say that particular nutrient. If you're putting micros down with that strip-till zone, we get a lot of questions about, all right, so should I be varying where my zone placement should be? Should I always go in that exact same zone if I start putting micros there? What have you seen happen for farmers?
You know, I think I still vary those strips. You know, I every time that we're out there, if we can put a little bit in there, if we move that zone and we get farther away from that, depending on what time of the year that nutrient needs to be taken up by the plant, if we have a deficiency, I like to see that put back into that strip each time that we can. And then when we're back onto that zone, maybe over a few years, we don't need to make that application, you know, after 2 or 3 years, if we're back into where that strip was applied a couple of years prior.
Yeah, I like moving the zones around too, especially when it comes to some of these micros that don't seem to move too much in our soil. I've been talking with Eric Moore here with Soil Warrior. Eric, thank you so much. Really appreciate having you on today.
Yep. Hope you guys have a great week.
Yep, you too.